Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. In our last episode, the Dames realized there was fine print on their receipts from Serena's Book Emporium, stating that if they couldn't pay up, Serena would determine an appropriate fee. When the fiery Ladron showed up with a book for Rose, stolen from Candlekeep Library no less, her asking price was 3,000 gold pieces, and as they couldn't pay up, she asked for Rose's soul in exchange. Naturally, a fight ensued. Unfortunately, though, Riot's leafy companion Trina was immolated, and while Rose was incapacitated, her stones worked together in unexpected ways. Serena was imprisoned in the Nightmare Stone. After being revived by Riot and upon hearing what had happened, Rose fled to the forest. That's where we pick up.
Rose, what direction were you heading? What are you doing right now?
I just bolted to the left, and I believe that ended up being westward from where we were.
Okay.
And just like maybe when you're a kid and you get scared, you just run for mm-hmm. like 5 minutes, not really thinking. Rose just ran, and then kind of realized as she was getting out of breath, like she slows down and kind of stops and kind of looks around. She's left her quarterstaff is back at the feet of Riot and Loria.
Okay. And what is Rose? What's going through Rose's mind?
A lot of guilt. She takes responsibility for Trina being on fire and gone. Her head is throbbing. She did just collide directly into yes. Serena. and as she is kind of heaving breaths, she's starting to realize how much her skin hurts from being turned on fire.
Yes.
But she... Yeah, I mean, she was already feeling that she was in over her head, and now she really just feels like she has no control over anything. She doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know where to go. She wants to get away. And so she kind of continues to kind of slowly wander. Maybe she finds a creek and just, like, douses her head.
Sure.
In some water.
I want you to roll a perception check for me.
Okay.
With disadvantage.
Okay. 8 total.
Okay. So you are very preoccupied with your thoughts and all of a sudden someone approaches you.
Hello? Okay. Rose, what are you doing out here? This is also, why is your face all wet? What are you?
Rose kind of takes her tunic and dries off her face because it's really annoying to have water driplets running into your eyes. I had to get away.
Okay.
What are you doing out here?
Well, I'm taking a little R&R, you know? I went to the mead thing, I ate, drank some mead, I had some tea, and I was just like, I gotta get back, I gotta get out of this, and I just hunted some squirrels.
She pats her side, she has two now deceased squirrels hanging from her tunic belt.
These are for later, obviously, my treat. Just getting some fresh air, waiting for you guys to get back. I mean, got a little boring around the monastery, I will be honest. And where's everyone else? Why are you here alone?
They're back at the scene of the fight.
The scene of the what? The fight?
Yeah. Serena showed up. She kind of demanded my soul. Trina is an ashy stick right now. She's charcoal.
What? How's Riot? What is Riot okay?
I don't know.
What? Oh my. Wait, that this is Serena, the thing we saw in the library, with the books in the. Ah, oh, she looks so cool. I know she could do such bad stuff.
She does. She knows fire.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Karen is like more and more panicked.
Also, I think she's inside the Nightmare Stone now.
Okay.
Karen is going to fuss in her pack and pull out a few things.
Okay. So I think you could use some of this information. It's a little weird, but I kind of read up that the Nightmare Stone is also a prison. I have some pages from that book that I was looking for in the library.
Right. Thank you again for that.
You know, when you do a deal, there's usually like a good thing that happens too. So I kind of got some stuff from that deal I made. And one of those things was the pages that we were looking for the Nightmare Stone and the Dream Stone. And let me tell you, there's some crazy, crazy stuff in here. These stones are dangerous. And I know I kind of told you that already, but now that I have like the facts, like, on paper.
Rose just like hugs Karen. She's like, oh my god, that means the book's not in the stone too. I mean, it is, but not the pages you have. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, was that like a concern? Yeah, no, I've had them like for an entire day. Sorry.
Rose at this point is just cackling out of like slightly exhausted paranoid desperation, Lanao. Like, it's just, it's so terrible, it's funny at this point.
Okay. It's just paper. It's, honestly, it's not even that cool.
Karen will hand them over to Rose. But she'll want to call out some of her favorite highlights.
Oh, yes, please. Please do a better job than Carp.
So, I mean, this was some cool reading. Nightmare Stone, totally, like, prison. Like, you can, like, put people in there.
Done.
I mean, okay, so, I don't know what, like, happens. Like, I don't really know all the details, but, like, very cool, very scary stuff. Also, the Dream Stone, you can, like, summon a fey creature? What? That's so cool!
Yes!
That's my people! Could, like, summon friends for me. That sounds cool. That sounds awesome.
You missed meeting a water buffalo and fey elephant during the skirmish.
Oh, okay. I am never leaving your side again. That sounds so cool. Wait, those didn't help you in this fight? I don't understand.
You know, I don't really understand that either. They were there, and then Serena burned one up very quickly. I don't think it had time to get its land feet on yet.
Wait, so did you know your Dreamstone could do that?
No.
So how did you summon the creature if you didn't know you could summon a creature?
It told me to think of a creature.
Oh, yeah, right. The stones talk to you thing. That's right. Okay, yeah. How can I forget that conversation? Okay, so kind of lame thing in my opinion, but like the Nightmare Stone can make darkness, the Dream Stone can make light. It's like, come on, stereotypes much? Cool, whatever. And then another weird thing is that they both let you move through a surface. Mm-hmm. Nightmare phase, dream phase. I don't know if there's a difference between those. I don't know if there's some kind of like lab experiments you want to do on these things. I don't know. It's weird stuff, but definitely read up on that stuff. And again, very, very dangerous magical items. And I'm starting to get what the fuss is about with those.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the first time we encountered it and there were snarling darkness nightmare hounds that maybe we should have taken a hint. It's fine.
Is it, Rose? Is it fine?
You might notice a small, like, bump forming above her right eye.
Oh, no. Karen will pull some, like, what you don't know what it is, but it's just, like, leaves and gunk.
And how does it smell?
It smells pretty bad and medicinal and muddy. Okay. She will, and maybe there's some squirrel guts in there. You don't know.
Sure.
She will, without asking you, just, like, plop some on your, above your eye, where she is seeing redness and bruising and swelling.
Thank you.
This is in exchange for those bandages you gave me, those scraps. This is my turn to help you, you know?
Thank you, Karen. Rose has closed her right eye just to keep anything that's there out of it. But she smiles through her wincing. We're not sure if the wincing is from the pain or the smell. I'll leave that to you to decide. Oh, Karen, I'm so glad I found you. Thank you for finding me.
I mean, yeah, thanks for running through the forest. Actually, you scared the crap out of me by running. I thought the squirrels were getting bigger or something. It's very scary. But listen, while I have you here, and I do want to go back and find Riot, but I've been making a lot of promises lately, you know? Like, ones for, you know, my soul and stuff. Oh, whoops.
Excuse me?
No, I signed a deal with an imp, and I don't actually know what that means, but Riot thinks I sold my soul. I don't know. Again, I didn't read the papers, but...
Did you read? Yeah, I've learned the fine print.
Yeah,
the fine print is where it gets you.
And next time I make a deal with a bad guy, I will definitely, yep. But for now, I'm just extremely worried about Riot, and I have to tell you.
Okay.
Rose, I need you to promise me you don't get her into any... Riot has already promised me she's going straight to Daggerford, and I don't think she realizes that she's straight up lying to me when she says that, because I still think she wants to help you. And you know how you guys are obsessed with books?
Yeah.
And for the last couple of weeks, we've been, like, looking for books, and I just haven't cared. It's not that I don't like books. I love books. Books are amazing. Books are the only thing that kept me sane in that tower. But you know how I got my books? I got my books from Riot reading to me. Now, listen, I can read. That's not a question. I know I didn't read that contract. But Riot reading those stories to me and telling me things that I didn't know about lands that I've never seen before helped me realize I could survive in the tower. You know, I don't know if... I'm getting a little personal here, but I don't know if I ever told you this, that Riot didn't know life outside of the tower, but I did. I was captured with a life outside of the tower. I knew what it was like to be free, and then I had to stay in that tower for all that time. And so when I made friends with Riot and made family with Riot and our other siblings, that's what kept me alive that whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I find that she's going to put her life in danger for a tree or something. I don't... You have to understand, you all are following and looking after your heroes, but Riot is my hero. And I need to look after her, and I can't... I need you to promise me, if you have any power over what she's going to do in the next few days, I need you to remember that Riot is my hero, and if anything would happen to her, I don't know what would happen to me.
I have an idea. I lost my little sister, my big sister, when I was little. So I know what that's like to lose your sibling. And Riot already lost her sentient tree because of Serena's demand for my soul, and I don't want her to be any more hurt because of me either. So I will definitely help you, Karen. I will not let Riot lose herself in trouble that she hasn't caused.
Karen looks, like, visibly relieved. Just, like, complete exhale, shoulders down.
Rose, I've got trust issues. You probably see that. But I believe you, and I'm trusting you right now. One more thing. So I got these pages. Again, read up on those. Mm-hmm. And I also have this. And Karen hands you a dark shard.
What's this?
Well, hopefully it's the solution to all of our problems.
Riot and Lariah, you're standing outside the forest after the battle. Rose has just taken off into the forest, and what you see is that she has left her staff behind, and there is a fey elephant standing by its side.
Is the elephant doing anything?
Yeah, is it like posing? Is it voguing?
Like, is it like looking like it's about to trample us, or is it just chilling doing things?
It's just chilling doing elephant things. Its little trunk is swaying back and forth, and it's sort of looking over to where Rose had gone.
Mm-hmm. Riot's gonna lean down to pick up Rose's staff, and while she's doing that, she's going to attempt to pick up the nightmare stone as well, and put it in her pocket.
The elephant is not pleased with your presence and attempt to take the staff, and the elephant, let's see, you are going to have to do a strength contest with an elephant.
Oh, cool. Normal. How did this elephant, like, show Riot his displeasure? Was it, like, astrally pooping near me? Like, some donkey duke? Like, I mean, sorry, not donkey. Oh, good.
The elephant got a 19.
Well, Riot's going to use her Damespiration that she just received to reroll this. Oh, good. It was lower. Gotta be kidding me. I got an 8.
Yeah. So the elephant sees what you're trying to do and swipes the staff out of your hands.
Excuse me. I don't know who you are, and I'm trying to pick up Rose's stuff for her. She's apparently gone on a much needed walkabout of some kind.
Yeah, the elephant just sort of squints knowingly, having seen what it wasn't that you were just trying to pick up the staff.
Maybe we should leave the staff for now. I feel like we... Huh?
That's her weapon. Like, would you just leave my bow in a clearing somewhere?
No, I just meant... and Lorelai kind of like leans in a little bit closer to Riot and is like, I just mean like leave it until maybe the elephant disappears and then we pick it up. Mm. Or, like, see if the elephant will carry it back for us. I'm just saying, like, do you want to try to fight this magic elephant?
No. I guess you're right. Well, if you'll excuse me. And,
Wait. Hey. Just, are you okay? I mean, I know you're not okay. Is there anything anyone can do for you?
Right. It's pulling out one of her small glass jars, and getting to her knees and scooping up the ashes of where Trina once was standing. And looks back up at Lorian and just says, can you undo any of this?
I don't think I can.
Do you know somebody who can? You seem pretty well connected.
I can certainly ask around. I don't know. I can try something, but I don't think that it would work.
It won't hurt her more if you do, will it?
I don't see how it could.
You have to try it. Please.
Okay. Lariah will just sort of kneel down next to Riot and place her hand gently on the ashes of Trina. Mm-hmm. And just cast Druidcraft, which just like makes things bloom. And she does not think that it will work except for maybe make some flowers bloom underneath where she is, but she wants to try it.
Yeah. Essentially you see from the ashes, there are just like a few little blooms that show up, but once the magic ends, so too do the blooms.
I can ask around. If there's a way to bring Trina back to life, I'm certainly not powerful enough to do it.
No, that's fine. I'm obviously not powerful enough to save my friends, so,
Oh, no.
Why would I ask? I shouldn't have asked you such an impossible task. I'm sorry. I didn't...
No, I'm sorry I couldn't help.
She was so excited, and I'm stupid, I guess, is there... Karen was right. I just shouldn't have... I should have just, like, had her watch and, I don't know, throw rocks from a super safe distance, you know?
Stop. You have to know this isn't your fault. We couldn't have known what Serena was capable of. This Serena was the one who did this, not you. This was not your fault.
At this point, Karen and Rose emerge from the forest.
Yeah, it's my fault.
No, this is Serena's fault and no one else's. Serena was the one who did this.
I'm gonna get her. I don't care what it takes. Rose, your elephant friend has your staff. I tried to pick it up for you and was, I'm just glad I'm still here, I guess.
So Rose, your fey elephant strides over to you and hands you your staff.
Karen, this is...
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is... Okay, I know this is really... this is a tough time for everyone, but isn't this the coolest thing you've ever seen?
No, Karen, it's not.
Rose strokes the trunk and gingerly takes her staff back.
And when you do, you hear Gloves sort of huff and say,
"Well, I think there's someone who, in your group, who rather fancies herself a gem thief."
Hmm?
Oh, yes. That devil there tried to remove me.
Rose just kind of shrugs.
So, Rose, do you know what happened to Serena?
I think she's trapped in that, pointing to the Black Nightmare Stone.
So she's still alive.
Rose shrugs, doesn't really know.
Looks like we're gonna need another book or some type of, gemologist? I mean, a geologist? That doesn't even sound like a real thing. Like...
I recommend we head back to the monastery, kind of making eye contact with Karen and not explicitly saying it, of like, I think there's some notes there to look at.
Okay, but can Karen ride your elephant?
Rose, yes. Cocks her head to the side. Yes. Mittens?
Yes.
You okay with that?
Mittens, Mittens sort of does that elephant thing where she puts
wait,
puts
what?
One
Sorry.
The, you know puts one one leg, bends it down, and then her face goes down to the ground so that Karen can mount her.
Oh my god. bad. Okay, okay. On our ride back, Riot, you need to catch me up. I'm so sorry, but this is still the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I just...
And Karen's, like, climbing up as she's saying all of this.
So Mittens sort of trundles along, following all of you back to the monastery. And so you make your way back to the monastery, and Mittens is far too large to enter. So she bends down again and lets Karen off.
Karen will give her a nice hefty pat.
Thanks for the ride, Mittens. It's a weird name. I'm gonna rename you. What? No, just for me, like a nickname, like a cute nickname.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. How long ago did this creature appear?
So the yeah the
20 minutes.
The fae creature can only be summoned. I think it's for an hour. So
yeah. Karen is alluding to that because she knows that to be true. So she's wondering where she spends her next 40 minutes.
Like, should I catch up with Riot? Should I play with this fae elephant?
I can see my sister is, we can hang out with the elephant, but I mean, 20 minutes, it feels like it was a lifetime ago. And Riot pulls out the little jar with the ashes in it.
Oh, Riot, Rose told me what happened. I'm so sorry I wasn't there.
No, I didn't want this to happen to you. But I didn't want it to happen to anybody, to be fair. Like, that's not... She was so young. Trina didn't deserve this. She's just a little baby plant. I'm not a baby, but... So excited for her first fight, too. First real fight. Or the first fight in which she... maybe she probably fought a lot on her own. I don't know. It's just... I don't think I'm good with people, Karen. Please don't confirm immediately, but
I was shocked that you got that thing to even grow. So I mean, that was.
I mean, it was a gift of responsibility, and I definitely don't get another one, or don't get a bigger. You know.
No, you stepped up. You stepped up when you know. Bad things happen, and I, not that I've been warning everyone about how dangerous all of this stuff is, but, you know, I don't know this Serena person, but if we can get her out of that stone, I'm happy to help you, you know, take her down. I should have been there the first time. I am embarrassed to say I was just drinking mead and tea and then hunting squirrels, which is,
I mean,
pretty much all I do anyways. I should have been there.
Riot appreciates Karen's, you know, familial comforts and, like, sort of just, like, you see her mouth quirk up. I mean, it's interesting how every time we meet Serena, you're not there. She cocks an eyebrow at her. But, like, jokingly.
But, like, you've never seen us in the same place.
It's an interesting line of inquiry that could definitely distract me for a bit.
I've seen them in the same place before. Karen was right next to me when we saw Serena at Candlekeep.
Thank you, Rose. No problem. Thank you.
I mean, I was only partially. I was letting everyone know I'm still alive, partially. But
Trust me, if I could look like that all the time, I would.
You look fantastic.
She was gorgeous.
She was terrible, okay?
Yeah, she's a terrible thing.
You know what she looked like? She looked like the sun after a long day of traveling and your eyes are just burning. She didn't look like anything good. I'm trying to not use bad words near the monastery, so.
I'm sure they appreciate that. Should we go inside?
Yeah, I think we could all use a cup of tea.
Yes, please.
And some cold rags. Oh, my skin.
Lariah and Riot will notice that Rose has a, like, patch of gloopy glop on above her eye because Karen has helped her with some like medicinal herbs and mud and squirrel guts where she had a bump on her head.
Karen, is that the jewelweed paste? Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Yes. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Hornet stings, burns, it dulls, yeah.
Rattlesnakes, all of it. You just slap it on there.
Yeah, punches from your sister. It's great. It's so helpful.
Yep. It's the old bone zerker bandage. Bandage. if you don't have it all, I do have some squirrel steaks, but they're not so cold. Anyways, if anyone else needs any more of this, I've got a couple more handfuls in my pouch. So
just loose meat, huh? Loose guts.
Loose guts. Told you, I was hunting. You gotta do it on the fly. It doesn't stay as fresh if you let it wait.
Karen also has two squirrel bodies hanging from her side from her hunting travels.
Yeah, let's go in.
Yeah, you can head in, and the monastery is, I mean, it's quiet to begin with because there are so few monks here, but Buzz is in Waterdeep at the moment, and Bak Hyun has gone on another journey in order to find some clues to some things that are happening nearby. And
Aiken's still at Candlekeep, I assume.
Aiken is still in Candlekeep. He is the librarian that just sort of shows up whenever he's needed, which isn't very often. And so you are left here amongst yourselves with the fey elephant just sort of walking around the outside perimeter, and Quat is in the garden, and Breeze is in the rock garden, I think. And you can have tea out in the rock garden if you wish. And I think I'm going to suggest that you all sort of come together with some of the knowledge that you have gleaned from maybe the Sistren Circle, because I think all of you had tried to look up some information, and I don't think that's actually come to light yet, so.
Story time, my favorite.
Don't you guys feel like we've got even, like, less information than we normally do, except we don't have less information because we were just in a library. What did you guys find out?
Well, I found out that Karen signs things, knowledge.
You please use I statements.
Thank you, Rose.
I mean, I think you actually might have used an I statement there.
I found out some information from the Shadowfell, which we could use to help out Bud, if we travel there. And she kind of describes like the creatures that are there, the undead, the dark creatures, as well as that other comment that I already...
Yeah, Rose just shudders.
I found out there's an entire Genasi city out there somewhere.
Wait, where? Like, in the Shadowfell?
No, not in the Shadowfell. It's near the Sea of Fallen Stars.
Oh my gosh. That sounds gorgeous.
Yeah, I really want to go.
Interesting. Maybe we go with that. Maybe that's the path we take, you know? Instead of the whole Shadowfell thing, you know, maybe hang out with Loria. That sounds cool.
Sounds safer. I thought you wanted to go to Daggerford.
I'm saying after Daggerford. I'm saying Daggerford's happening, right, Riot? We're going to Daggerford?
Yeah, we're going to Daggerford next because, well, no. Yeah. We're going to Daggerford. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I found some information on Corsia. So Rose and her, like, looking at these notes as they were leaving Candlekeep, after Aiken gave us that extra time to walk around, she was writing those notes on her arm, which is now partially burned. So give her a second as she tries to decipher her notes in between. So, like, course, he is like, oh my gosh, she's my hero, just like you guys have your heroes. And the whole big legend back in Shulung is that she went up into the mountains to fight an ice dragon and brought down an avalanche. And that was kind of where the past came from. That's where my monastery is from. Like, it's all part of my, like, my personal history, and I love it. But, like, okay, this word, it was not an ice dragon. According to this one bard, it was actually a shadow dragon.
Hmm. Wait, what? A shadow dragon?
I didn't even know that there were shadow dragons.
They exist in the Shadowfell.
But it's said she faced it in Shulung.
This is what I've been warning you all about. The Shadowfell these things can cross over if you open up spaces. It's very, very dangerous stuff.
It sounds Rose, like Shulung has an opening.
Rose pulls her sleeve back farther, and like at this point it's notes above her elbow. Here's the thing that also gets me a little scared. There was mention of Corsia and, well, not really Corsia, but the rest of the Sistrin Circle going to the Sword Coast to take down a hag called Delshad.
I have information about that too.
Wait, Delshad? That sounds so close to Delcy. There's no way.
It's possible. They live a very long time, according to Volo.
I have information in the book that I was reading about a powerful hag named Delshad who the Sistrin Circle had been trying to find for half a century, and she had these two magical stones of great power in her possession.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
What is okay,
you
I'm just saying,
it's like, do you need to like an intro to this conversation? Like, the door's open.
I wonder who did you mark down who wrote the book that you were reading, Rose?
It was like a bard.
Was it Nightfall?
Nightfall. That doesn't sound familiar.
What? Dari Dewdrizzle?
No, there was a Yanti wizard that was mentioned who had a dream. And it was written by... Okay, hold on. This is... it said... Yaspel Vela? I could be pronouncing that wrong. It's in the fold of my elbow, so it's hard to
tell. Yeah, those creases will get you every time. Can you spell it for me?
It was written by, so Yasabel space Vela.
Sounds like Isabel.
No.
Yeah. Isabel Vela.
Do those Y letters have multiple sounds? That's very confusing.
I'm sorry. You can see Riot just like writing down the name, and she starts, I'm just going to do some Caesar and Centaur shifts on this. I don't know.
If this Delshad is Delcy, how did she lose the stones?
I mean, we found her looking for stuff, so maybe someone took them from her.
Yeah.
Or she, like,
maybe the Sistrin Circle got them from her.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And she was fighting those,
I mean, she was trying to join, they said she was trying to join their Haglet, their hag circle coven.
There Haglet? Is.
Haglet. And so, but maybe it was because they had somehow, you know, been entrusted with, you know, her stones or something else.
And they clearly didn't want her.
Yeah. And Riot's flipping back her pages in her notebook. There was something else that I learned in the Shadowfell book, and I think actually, Rose, you might be the key here. And Riot's looking at Karen, just kind of like, okay, I'm just like putting her shoulder sort of in front of her face, or like blocking her out. Okay, so I know you don't want to be a part of this conversation, so you were never here. So the Shadowfell sort of can affect your mood. Like, if you're there for a long time, you start to feel despair and melancholy. So, like, if you have a spell that can remove that, or like can instill calm emotions, or remove a curse of some kind, then you know, I guess your chances of dying are slightly less, right?
I mean, it's a good thing I meditate. I've definitely learned to calm emotions pretty well.
Is that calm emotions with a capital C and a capital E?
I hope to get to there soon, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it sounds like we're all going to have to meditate.
I taught you how.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. I remember Karen meditates too, so I'm not really... guess I'm talking to myself over here. Time to get better. Karen, and you, did you learn anything from the book?
I didn't have a book.
That's right. The book we there. Want.
Yeah, the book is now. The book with, was yeah. Serena.
Serena, yeah, that's the one that she wanted. Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
Do you guys think that the folks at Candlekeep would accept this as proof of capturing her? Then Rose is pointing to the staff.
I mean, can you get her out of there, or is there a way to, like, look inside?
Does it matter?
You're asking important questions that I can't answer yet.
If we can't prove it, then it won't be, like, you see where the...
Right, like, if you just show them a rock and say, I promise that you can inside this rock, then, like, probably not.
When you put it that way, things have happened. That's actually not that off in the realm of things here.
Stonier things have been pulled out of pockets, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they might actually have the information in the library to pull her out of the stone. And I'm not going to lie, I'd really like to see that happen.
It's possible. They do have lots of information there.
Yeah.
Rose, do you have any sense of if Serena can escape on her own?
I honestly don't know, and I kind of don't want to ask the stone.
I mean, I would like you to ask, because if Serena can just pop out at any time, we probably need to know that.
Yeah, maybe you sort of let your fingertips fly over every surface softly and just see if one sort of depresses, but don't, like, let it go all the way. You know, like, that's the facet that lets her out.
Did anything specific happen when she went in the stone? Does anyone remember?
Well, she killed someone, so maybe it needs a soul to go in.
One soul in, one soul out. It's possible.
Rose briefly kind of like tunes out a little bit of the conversation that's happening right around her and kind of cocks her head and thinks, can she get out on her own? Directing that thought at the Nightmare Stone.
Oh no, this is a hedged prison, and I will keep her here for as long as you need her to be kept here. You need only let me know what the conditions are for her release.
Okay. I'll be in touch.
I count on it.
Great. Rose looks back up at the group. It sounds like I might have a say on when she comes out. I have to supply the conditions. Whatever that means, I didn't want to ask further. There's been a lot of additional addendums, conditions, and fine print. Speaking of which, yeah. Where is my receipt? Rose just kind of like gets weirdly sidetracked and just like turns her bag of holding upside down and just starts dumping stuff out and like takes her other rucksack and like just shaking it, dumps stuff out, just like, you know, looking for the chapstick that is lost forever. The lip balm.
So you, as you turn your bags out, there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes out, just like bits of hardtack and just random things that Rose has picked up.
Any chance there's one more piece of gingerbread?
Let's see. Roll a d20 and we'll go with that.
9.
There is, but it's moldy.
Okay. I take that piece of gingerbread and just like set it off to the side.
Away. Right. Picks it up.
And
Karen, would you like a tiny treat?
Don't mind if I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. As you're turning these things through out of your bags, you do eventually see the receipt, but right near it, you also notice a glob of melted candy. Can you do an intelligence check?
Yes. 3.
You do not recall what this melted candy is from.
Okay. When did we go candy shopping, Riot?
I mean, when did we not? They're by the like little checkout stands everywhere. Now, it's hard not to pick some up when we're going into the leather goods store and they're like, oh, do you want these leather zaddy caramels or something? You know, like they're everywhere.
How is it wrapped or is it just like?
It's just a pink glob of candy. It looks like it, it had, if you take a look at sort of the edges, it looks like it might be straws of candy, like flossy bits of candy, but it's all melted in the middle now.
Oh, God. Riot, do you want it?
I mean, I don't want to take everything out of your purse and eat it, you know, like pass it through my body. Are you sure you don't want, I mean... That's one of your favorite colors.
It is. Well, it looks clean enough. It's no no lint stuck to it. It clearly melted before, like when it wasn't next to a bunch of things.
Rose, you would have fit in so well in the dungeon. That's what we said every time, every night before we ate. Looks clean enough to eat.
Rose, are you going to eat it?
I'm going to break it in half, give half of it to Riot, and then I'm going to eat the other half.
All right.
Can Lariah, like, investigate it? Just, like, see if she recognizes it as they're talking about this candy that neither of them remembers buying?
Sure. Yeah, you can do a wisdom check.
Okay.
Riot's still holding it because she does not. Pink is, you know, it's a color.
14.
Yeah, you recognize it as melted cotton candy. And Rose, the moment it hits your tongue, you are transported in your mind back to that nightmare forest and where everything was made out of candy. And for just the briefest moment while your mind has been transported back there, you see Candy Bud handing you the candy floss rose that he had made for you, and you hear his words. You taught me to be brave, and I will never forget that. And then you sort of fade back into your current reality.
Whoa. Oh god, I totally forgot. What? Weird. I haven't thought about that candy nightmare in a long time.
Candy nightmare? Right, it's like the candy's like touching her tongue.
Candy nightmare?
It's melting. Oh no, it's melting under her tongue.
Yeah, Riot doesn't, because Riot wasn't part of that experience. She, nothing happens. She just enjoys some cotton candy.
You know, I'm gonna say it. Your bag gave it like a nice flavor patina on the outside.
A little bit of leather.
Yeah, a little rock tumbling, if you will.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Season 2 is coming to a close. We've only got a few episodes left before our finale. If you're enjoying the show, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you use to listen to us. It really, truly helps others discover the podcast, and it's always encouraging for us to see your reviews. Like from Ditch Kitchen, who says, "Reminds me of the public radio women from SNL. I mean that in the best possible way." Well, it turns out sometimes you're the ones who make us laugh. So please, write a short review to let us know what you think of the show. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
This episode of D20 Dames is brought to you by Norse Foundry. We love Norse Foundry for their tabletop RPG supplies, like dice sets made from metals and semi-precious gemstones, leather and chainmail dice bags, beautiful hex chests, and more. Our listeners can get 15% off their order at Norse Foundry by using code D20Dames, all one word, at checkout. The hardest part now is deciding which amazing Norse Foundry items you'll be checking out with. Head to norsefoundry.com and don't forget to use code D20Dames for 15% off your order.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme song is by Midalescence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/D20Dames.
Oh, this is really rude of me, actually. What is Laria okay? I just realized I only asked about her. Right. I just, that's really so rude.
I think she's fine. I mean, I was unconscious for about half of our fight with Serena, so I think I remember her being okay-ish.
You were unconscious?
Rose points to her covered lump that is now covered in the patch from Karen.
I mean, if I knew that, I probably wouldn't have given you all this like really deep information, because you're probably not in the state to, you know, think of these things. You might be concussed. Like, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I've knocked out a couple thousands of squirrels, and you know, once they get down, they don't really come up the same.
Well, I think mostly because that's because your squirrels aren't being fed good berries by Riot.
Of course. I
see this right here, this red stain on my shirt. That's actually not blood. That's just Goodberry that Riot smeared on me.
Okay, lead with that. Lead with that next time.
Okay.
Because I just looked at you and I saw blood.
I mean, this arm is blood. Oh, this arm is burned scabs and blisters.